Now he says, Ephraim is a cake not turned. And here we go again with another good homely illustration. And Hosea has many of them. Ephraim is a cake not turned. What does he mean? Well, if you've ever cooked pancakes, you see, in that day they cooked on top of the stove, and they never had an oven as we have it today. It was a matter of cooking these cakes, and they still do that over in that land today. They're cooking on top of the stove. It was like pancakes, and they can be burnt on one side, and on the other side they can be raw, and that is what you have in this picture here. You have a picture of a nation, hot on one side, but burned, and on the other side, raw. What a picture it is of them. They're burned on one side, raw on the other. They blow hot and cold toward God. The story is told. It's a sort of a fiery story about a man wandering through the woods, and he came to the house of a very strange individual. And this man that came in was a very strange individual himself. And so the man that lived in the house said, "Are you hungry? Would you like to have a bowl of soup, porridge?" And the man said, yes, he would. And as he came in, he blew on his hands, and he said, my hands are cold. And he blew on them, and they sat down to eat the soup, and the man blew on the soup. And the man that lived there said, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, it's hot. I'm making it cool." And so this man that lived there jumped up and ran out of his own house. He said, "I don't like anybody that can blow hot and cold." Well, my friend, today, that's the way a great many people are doing as far as Christianity is concerned. With one crowd, they blow hot. With another crowd, they blow cold. On one day, they blow hot. On another day, they blow cold. Ephraim is a cake, a pancake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, and they go to Assyria. Now, if you've ever been dove hunting, you know that if a dove has a nest with either eggs or little ones in it, that if you go near, why, she will act as if she's got a broken wing and actually let you get very close to her. She's luring you away. Now, that actually is not smart, because it tells two things. When you get that close, you know there's a nest nearby. That's number one. Number two is she endangers her life. Now, here was Ephraim. Ephraim now, not turning to God, ran first down to Egypt for help. And then she changed and went up to Assyria when Egypt wouldn't give the help they wanted. Back and forth, like a silly dove. What a picture. In verse 12, "When they shall go, I'll spread my net upon them." And when I was a boy, I remember we used to get a big box and prop it up and put corn under it. And we'd hide over in the barn, and the doves would come, and we'd have the corn outside and lead right under there. And when two or three doves got under that box, we pulled a string, and the box came down on them. Silly doves. That's what God says here. He says, "I'll spread my net upon them. I'll bring them down like the fowls of the heavens. I will chastise them as their congregation hath heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, because they've transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me." God had a redemption for them, and yet these people were turning from the living and true God. What a picture it is. "And they have not cried unto me with their heart. When they wailed upon their beds, they assembled themselves for grain and wine, and they rebel against me." They didn't realize that the famine they were having was a judgment of God upon them. And they were crying about they had no food. "Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow." That is, You put an arrow in it to shoot, and the thing breaks. String breaks. It's a deceitful bow. You can't depend on them. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. And actually, Egypt will begin to mock them and ridicule them for the way that they were acting in that day. May I say to you, this is a very severe section of the Word of God, but it ought to have a message for us today. But somehow or another, Hosea is not the most popular prophet. He wasn't in his day, and he won't be today.